And don't ask for extra pay. Don't ask for any extra commendation. Just say, let me bless somebody so much that when I'm going, they say, why are you going? We are not paying you enough. Let's add to it. When you start hearing that, don't come back home. Run. Just know, now I am ready. Because the Bible says, if you are not faithful in that which belongs to another person, who will give you your own? God will not. It's a Christian attitude. So you wake up in the morning, today a blessed man, a blessed woman has woken up, and I've been blessed to be a blessing, and I am going to bless somebody today. If you are going to your work, you are going to bless somebody. Are you getting my point? Yes. Listen, it is a matter of pride as a Christian for you to know you are working for more than you are being paid. I don't know whether I get the point. Yes. If everybody thinks that this your work, it deserves 100 units of pay and you are getting 80, it's good. It is not good for you to be giving 120 when you are only delivering 100. It's to your credit. So look, that's why as a Christian, you have no business grumbling. You go to school, you teach in a secondary school. Let the children be waiting to talk to you. Then you know you are blessed. Are you getting my point? I need to talk to my uncle. You will solve all this problem. The way my dad is doing these days, I'm going to talk to the uncle. Then you know you're in ministry. Not the way you sit in teacher's common room. A staff room. Don't mind the proprietor. Stupid man. Don't mind him. Foolish man. Don't mind the government. Stupid government. Don't mind the government. Just complain morning to night. Look, our poverty has just been given extension notice. You get it when everybody is there complaining. Preach to them. Are you getting my point? Not say, this old sinner, he shall die. If you use your ring, you will go to hellfire. That is not the kind of message they need. Tell people how they will be blessed. Just, you know what I mean is that? Tell them, say, God, what's going on in this country? Say, let's thank God. Go to Iraq right now. You know you don't want to live there. Yeah. That's not. And people, look, a lot of people will take correction from you. You know, my wife was saying the story when she went to a supermarket the other day, and one girl was saying that, what should I say again? I'm a tighter. My life will not be tight. There's lies that Christians tell themselves. You know that kind of thing. Instead, they say, okay, relax. It's not like that. The only reason why your life will not be tight is because Jesus died to make sure your life is not tight. If you go to God, they say, thank you, man. Because I'm sure the girl quickly do calculation of all the iniquity she has done in the last month. So this is salvation. Hey, the Lord is good. What have I said? That is, you declare in the morning, I have been blessed to be a blessing. A blessed man, a blessed woman has woken up today. And I'm going now to manifest the blessedness that is inside me. It doesn't matter how I feel. The word of God is what I am declaring, and the Spirit of God will make those things come to pass. So let's begin to declare. Let's just start from there. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have been blessed.
Every day I wake up,
a blessed person has woken up. And I'm moving out to go and bless somebody. That is my mission. That is my ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, the other day I was at the airport. You know, this is interesting. You know, maybe because I'm a preacher and God gives me insight. I see things. I went to drop a friend of mine in the morning. From there, I was rushing to go and preach somewhere. That was on Saturday. You know, I mentioned it. I don't know why I mentioned it here on Saturday. When I got there, I just saw everybody. No, as I came out from the airport to go to my car, and of course it was morning. Everybody going tiki 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 tiki. You know, simple. So I saw some soldiers quack quack quack. I said, who are they escorting? Some old woman, and they were escorting. See policemen escorting some people. See people, everybody run up and everybody. So I said, what are they all, including me now, running up and down looking for? Then the scripture just leapt up in my heart. It said, you know of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about. Everybody's going about looking for money. Everybody's going about looking for connection. People are going about trying to make their future secure. But what happened to Jesus Christ? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Many are oppressed of ignorance. Many are oppressed of lack of knowledge. They are oppressed of poverty. They are oppressed of all kinds of things. And in your hand is a kind of power to solve one kind of oppression. So God says, when you, as a child of God, wake up, you go about doing good and healing the areas of life that have been oppressed by that thing, by the lack of that thing which you carry. So say it again, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every day that I wake up, I go about doing good.
I go about doing good
because I have been anointed.
I go about doing good
because I have the Holy Spirit,
because
I have the power of God. And I go about doing good, healing all that are oppressed by the devil, because God is with me. Declare it again. Say, God is with me.
I am not alone.
God is with me. The very hair on my head, they are numbered. Not one will be,
not one will fall,
except God approves it.
Therefore, my life is precious.
Say it, my life is precious.
I will not die by accident.
My life is not an accident.
Say it,
I'm a woman of purpose.
I'm going somewhere.
I'm a blessing.
I go forth to manifest
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Say it, I am not alone.
God is with me.
I am not alone.
His angels, they surround me.
They deliver me from all troubles.
They deliver me from all troubles.
They have been sent forth
to minister for me
because I'm a heir of salvation.
Say, I'm inheriting salvation
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Declare like you believe it, all things have passed away.
Poverty has passed away.
Say, sin has passed away.
Walking out of the will of God has passed away.
Say it, I'm filled with the knowledge of His will.
In all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
I walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
And I please Him in all respects.
And I increase in the knowledge of God.
Say it,
as I go about,
I am doing good.
I'm walking in a manner worthy of the Lord.
I'm pleasing God in all respects.
And I'm increasing in the knowledge of my God.
Say, I'm an effective minister
of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The peace of God is with me.
Say, the peace of God is with me.
And I use it to solve problems.
I lay my hands on the sick.
And they recover.
I give a word to the confused.
And he gets direction.
I give a word to the poor,
and he becomes rich,
because I'm a true minister of the gospel of Jesus.
And the peace of God is with me.
I have been blessed.
I am not a poor man, a poor woman,
but I have been blessed
to be a blessing.
Abraham's blessings indeed they are mine.
I have an abundance for every good work.
Because the Spirit of God is with me.
Declare it,
I am not beneath.
I am above.
By the blood of Jesus Christ,
I have been lifted out from beneath.
And I have been placed above.
Say it, I am above only.
And I am not beneath.
Now declare this,
this country is blessed because of me.
You know, he said, you are the light of the world.
That's what it means. He said, you are the salt of the earth.
Declare it again.
This nation is blessed.
This nation is blessed.
Because of me.
Because of me.
Say it again.
Because of me.
Because of me.
This nation is blessed.
This nation is blessed.
Therefore, I declare the word of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessing upon this nation.
In the name of Jesus.
Prosperity upon this nation.
In the name of Jesus.
Judgment on wickedness.
Remember, we said that God pulls down before he lifts up.
Listen, that's part of your job. You declare judgment on wickedness.
Say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare
the judgment of God
on wickedness in this land.
In the name of Jesus,
I declare
the judgment of God
on corruption in this nation.
Say in the name of Jesus,
I declare the judgment of God
on every form of inefficiency,
on wastage,
In the name of Jesus. Say, I declare judgment
over electoral malpractices.
I declare judgment upon wrong policing.
I declare the judgment of God
upon injustice
in this nation.
Say, I say to the Lord,
ride on prosperously,
ride on victoriously,
defend truth,
defend meekness,
defend righteousness.
Let your arrow be in the heart of the people that hate you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
And I declare prosperity upon the land.
And say this, I will be a first partaker.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I will be a first partaker.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say it, I am not a beggar.
Now that is very important too. Let me say to you, when you have to travel abroad, you will travel not because you are begging somebody, but because you are a giver. You hear what I said? You will travel not because you are begging, but because what? You are a giver. When you stand in front of a visa officer, they will look, when they look at your face, they know you are a giver. They hate beggars. Those who want to leak from their economy. That's why they are looking at your bank balance. To see whether you want to go and collect or you want to go and add. But first of all, forget your bank balance first. You've heard my story before. First time I went to the U.S., I went with a very low bank balance. Everything put together was not up to $1,000. He said, put money. I said, why? Won't you put money? I said, no, I don't have money to put. This is the money I have. I've told the story many times. The lady looked at me like this. And I looked at her back. I said, what is the problem? There's no money in your account. I said, so. It's a salary account. I don't chop up. At the end of the day, maybe this one part of the story I don't tell often, all right? But oh, I told you a number of times, but I don't always get there when I repeat the story. When I finish, he said, okay, pick up your visa. He said, so. And I said, listen, please, I came from Enugu, this is Abuja. I can't come back on Tuesday. Can somebody pick it up for me? He said, okay, write the person's name and number here. So I wrote it down. So that was done. And I said, I want to ask you a question. He said, what? Why is it that you have been just been denied everybody visa since? I asked the lady, I said, you just deny everybody. I said, we've been watching you from where we're sitting down. He said, you guys were talking about me. I said, why won't we talk about you? Everybody comes here. I'm serious. I'm not joking about this. Have you just been rejected? He said, you know the truth. He said, they are not genuine. He said, most of them are telling lies. And I asked a simple question. How do you know I'm not lying? I literally asked, how come you believe that? He just said, well, I just look at you. You just look genuine. You have nothing else to say. Listen, when you go to look for a job, that's what people are perceiving. When you go there looking like, oh God, this job, my father is waiting for it. You won't get it. Forget this one. Just forget this one. Somebody didn't get started a company to help your father. What's your problem? When I prosper first, then I can give. If it's charity, we want to, let's do charity. We want to do work. Understand? Let us do work first. If it's charity line, go and join the charity line. If I go to our church, we always, you understand my point? But this other one, no. I want to know whether you will be a blessing to me. If I'm paying you 10 and I expect to make 20. You are getting the point? That's how it is. And listen, this is a spiritual thing. It's inside your spirit first. Most people, listen, oh God, most people, their spirits show that they want to suck out of you. You go to government offices, so that's where it is clearest. Oh man, the other day in my office. In fact, if the man knew how much money he lost, I don't know how to correct him because I know he can't, he doesn't understand. I told him that, look, send one of your men, I want to go and do a particular work, I need assistance. He said, I'll go our share. I have no problem with giving him money. This is a man who walks up to me and says, weekend is dry. And I give him money. There are times jobs are open beyond his salary. I just say, okay, we can do this thing now. How much? We negotiate. They work the but I was going to give the job to somebody else outside. Okay, sign papers. Take us your pocket, 20K each, rapidly there. And I never asked, what am I doing with your money? There was a day, they confessed to me. A job needed to be done. They came and said, okay, please, we can arrange it. Later on, by the time we finish all the payment, one of them, he confessed that he and his partner collected 200,000 naira each. Me that ran up and down. The one cup I did not want, I did not get it. They brought it, I wouldn't take. I don't want it. Just my principle. And I said, come and help me do something. They say, God, where is our share? For that statement, if you know the number of doors I closed for him, I just closed the doors. So this guy, you are very ungrateful. This is the opportunity to say, this is my boss. Let me go and help him. He said, God, where is our share? Number one, that one, I closed it. I didn't call them again. Forget it. You're not getting anything. And the next one that opens, me, give you. You're too only. I don't know, you know. And people don't realize. And why I'm telling this story is that what he doesn't know, all right, is that for saying, I had to buy my share. He has lost. He doesn't know how much. Because I just got tired. So why do you love money so much? Why is that when you come to me, you think you must collect? Christmas comes. What is wrong with buying your boss a bottle of wine? Why must you always be the one collecting? The Bible says there is he that withhold it or collect it. And only tends towards what? Poverty. In life as a Christian, you must have a generous heart. Everything you do, so what is in it for me? Do things and walk away. I'd be happy to do something. Somebody wants to give you money, say, no, don't worry about it. I just wanted to help you. I told you about turning your stones to bread. It's not everything you can do that you use to collect money. You are going on the road. You know, maybe you're not working, you're not a mechanic, you know, but you need money. Quite all right. Somebody's car spoils. You go there, you quickly fix it for him. He said, young man, thank you very much. This one in the pocket. I'll shake your. No, don't worry, sir. That wasn't a job. I was walking past. Just deliberately say, no, don't worry about it. You need the money. Say, don't worry about it. No, sir, I just wanted to help you. You know, I'm a blessed person, and God said I should just be helping people. Listen, in this your life, you will be so rich, you won't know what to do with money. Amen. That's not a prayer, it's a warning. So get ready. That's what I'm going to say. Get ready. It will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The time will come when you wake up in the morning. In fact, you know that day you will solve at least at least 1 million naira problem. Just wake up in the morning, okay. Who else? School fees, give them. House rent, give, just give. Job boy, just do it. And it's not, he said, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank me for what? No, just thank God. Don't worry about it. That is the level of wealth you will have in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every day, one day you are going to feel bad. Listen to what's going to make you feel bad. One day you are going to enter. God will set you up. This is what I call divine setup. Know your life, you have been abusing people. For these people, what are they doing? Flying first class, private jet. You know, man, you don't have business with tire. God said, leave my son, don't worry. Now, ignorance. Let me make him feel bad so he can confess, so I can forgive him. Then one day you want to travel. God will just so arrange it that now first class you go fly that day. As you're about to enter, you'll be calculating when I'll be feeling bad. The angels will be pushing you, go and sit down. As you're sitting down, you know, you'll fly from here to the US repenting. You remember the day you abused Bishop in Newport, you will repent. All the men of God that you have abused for private jet, you just be repenting there. Say, Lord, I'm very sorry. You see, it was the days of poverty. Even the Bible, Paul said that you knew it was ignorance. It will happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God will bless you to a point you'll be embarrassed. You know, you're embarrassed. You know, there are people who buy cars to go and show off. You get my point? But your own, you have it all. You'll be so embarrassed. Say, let's go to the village. No, call taxi. Let's go now. Your car is good. You don't understand. Just leave it. Leave it. That is, you know what they call embarrassment. You will be embarrassed one day with blessing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of the ways I want to, that's what I plan to do. You are going to use it also. I say, maybe God does bless you so much. You want to do something that's so frivolous. You will scratch your head. I'll just carry my wife and my children, all of you just go and eat ice cream in Abu Dhabi. That's not good though. So you now tell your wife, how much is the total? Everybody is okay, 2 million naira. So write a check for 6 million, go and give us an offering so that my conscience will be clear. Don't laugh. You can laugh the laughter of Isaac, but don't laugh the laughter of mockery.
Because one day it will happen.
Amen.
I'm not kidding. God says in my heart. One day it will what? It will happen. When God has led you to a point where you have the giving heart, where to you is not let me sow a seed. May you not be sowing seeds. It's a poverty habit. If you can be counting the one I'm giving, God, how much? Last week, let me check my balance. Lord, last week, total I gave you was 2.5. That's my 100-fold return. Repent and be saved. Amen?
Amen.
May you stop sowing dangerous seeds because it's not helping you. They are really dangerous. They are literally dangerous for your health, dangerous for your prosperity. You are a giver. Amen?
Amen.
Let me say it again. You are a giver.
Amen.
Listen to the word of God. God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in everything, and you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say it with your own mouth. Say, God will make all grace abound towards me.
God will make all grace abound towards me.
Say it. I will have all sufficiency in all things.
I will have all sufficiency in all things.
And I will super abound to every good work.
And I will super abound to every good work.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Listen, life has different seasons. There's a time where you're a widow and you give your might to God. And then there's a time where your name is Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And from the shelf of your house, you will pour perfume worth a whole, that is 300 days work for an average workman. Sometimes when I hear pastors saying that story, they say, listen, those people took a precious thing. Today you will take something precious. I'll keep on saying that. Pastor, understand it well. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. No. But when Mary took that thing, was it Mary or Martha? When she took it from the shelf. I don't know whether you connected it. They had it at home. They were not widows dealing with might. That was not might. It was something they had at home. I'm persuaded that they are just by rubbing shoulders with the Lord Jesus Christ, just by his coming around and sharing word, they were not sick, you know, they were not blind, you know, they didn't know things like that. What Jesus, you know, he said, the poor have the gospel preached to them. That is, the word of Jesus in their life produced prosperity so much. One day, Mary just collected the thing, broke it, and poured it. It wasn't, people think it was widow's might. It was not widow's might. That was the kind of perfume they stored at home. The problem that made it striking was that they broke it and used it once. You know, normally it's supposed to be 10. Can you, you know, there's one of those when I was young, they used to call opium. Remember opium? And when we were young, I said, one day when I grew up, they want to call it opium. No, the issue that they broke the whole jar and poured it, they superabounded to what? Good works. Say it again. God will make all grace abound towards me.
I will have all sufficiency in all things.
And I will super abound to every good work. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, many of you listening to me, listen to this. One day you will start a company. You don't need the money. You don't need anything. You just want to be. Say, if I start this company in this particular area to employ 1,000 people, you will start it. And that's your own. Is the company doing well? It just means it can pay the 1,000 people. People will look and say, man, this man has money. I wonder how much he's making from here. They don't realize that that one is a community project. People wake up in the morning, go to a company you started. You just employ managers, set up a very good structure and work away. As long as you are making money enough to pay the staff, you are happy. People will count it as one of your investments, but to you, it's charity work. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will happen to you.
Amen.
I have some prophetic words. I don't know if you ever watched TBN. TBN. What's the name of the other one?
Daystar.
You know, a few weeks in the year, they will stay there. Please, Brother Crouch's family. The man has gone now. I'm not angry with you people. I'm with you. God loves you, loves me, loves us. We are in the same job in Jesus' name. And the other one to just that. But one thing I've never agreed with them on, that we run a TV station, I'll be doing that. I'll be preaching, send your seed right now, something. No. I don't believe in it. And you, those of you who know me long enough, you know I don't do such things. Say, okay, so where would the money come from? And that's the word. That's the prophetic word. One day, you see, the whole of TBN will be sponsored, something like TBN or Dista, will be sponsored 90% by just 12 people, and you will be one of them.
Amen.
That's where I was going. That is, no preacher will ever have to be shouting, send us an offering. Why? You are going to ensure it doesn't happen. I like Bishop Odeyekpo's way. In fact, there are things I like about that man. This is one of it. He said, God does not need your money. You are the one that needs his blessing. He said, God gave me money before you were saved. You know, when I hear it, I'm excited. He said, God doesn't need your help. You are the one that needs his help. And when I hear such words there, I said, Lord, thank you for helping me. And then you will continue to help me. Listen, God has helped you already in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All your giving will be a matter of generosity in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It will happen to you that God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. You will abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen to me. God will give you peace roundabout.
Amen.
Let me say it again. So that his word will be manifested.
Amen.
God will give you peace roundabout.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One day, this is going to happen to somebody one day. You will just look, maybe you just look out of a hotel window. Maybe you've gone for an important meeting. And you will look like God wants to say, it's me be this. God is able to do exceedingly far above what you can ask or even think about. It is that thinking about parts that's exciting me this afternoon. One day, you will reach a place you never thought about.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One day, listen to me, you will reach a place. Listen, your case will be like that of Joseph. Remember, we've established that we are not getters, grab. No, we are what? Givers. God will lift you to a platform from which you can be a greater blessing than you ever imagined to people in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Initially, Joseph was a blessing to the house of to his father's house, make his father happy. They wanted to kick him out of there. He wasn't going far like that. Then, he went into Potiphar's house. It was such a blessing to Potiphar. God said, let us now move him to the next level. Then the way to the next level was downwards. You understand? You had to go down before you climb the step. That's how it was in that particular situation. It was there again. He was blessing people. Please notice this. Everywhere you go in life, go around doing what? Good. In the house of Potiphar, he was good to Potiphar. He got to prison. The Bible made it clear that the chief jailer, the chief warden, did not concern himself with any other thing. He kept everything in the hands of a prisoner. He had deputies. You understand that? He had those who were deputies who were not prisoners, who were civil servants. He did not give them the work. He gave all the job to Joseph. And then one day, Joseph, the greatest thing he ever dreamt about, you said that he dreamt when he was young. That one he dreamt while he was sleeping. I don't know whether you get my point. The dream of greatness, he did not even understand it. It was his father and his brother that were angry. The little boy said, hey, oh, bros, come here something. What happened? As we just go free yesterday at 2 CM, we just tie our shoes like this. Now in our shoes, just bow down for my own. That was what the boy said. He said, what do you mean? We are going to bow down for you one day. You want to rule over us? You this stupid boy. It was a dream. Are you taking it serious? Another dream for another place? Not that kind of thing. Yeah, thank you. Go dream your own. Nah, wait, you don't be dream. The boy didn't understand. He talked about stars bowing down. It was his father that said, is it true that me and your mother and your brothers will bow down to you? The young boy did not understand. Analyzing prophecy sometimes, I don't take it serious. You know why? I have found that prophecies are hard to understand until they happen. That it might be fulfilled that which was written. It's after it was fulfilled that I understood what was written. That's how it is. The young body imagine all these things. Stars bow down. Waiting be stars. It twinkle, twinkle, little star. Up above the world so high. That's it. What I wonder. Do you understand?
when he fully understood what point I'm making, he was not dreaming of being elevated. He was dreaming of going back home. How do I know? When he interpreted the dreams for the cupbearer, he said, when you have been restored to your place, don't forget to, you know, I helped you. I interpreted dream for you. I gave you hope. When you were here, you know, I used to help you guys a lot. I knew you were a big man. Oh. Remember, I'm just a slave. I didn't do anything. He told the whole story. His greatest desire was to go back home. You know, he never went back home. Only his bones went back home. He never went back home. What did God do to him? Or what did God do for him? One day he woke up like a normal day. You know, that's why, you know, when I tell you that in 6 months, we don't know where we'll be. We don't know. Because he went to sleep normally. And he woke up normally. Except that at some time during the day, he heard chariots arriving. Maybe it's a new prisoner that's coming. A big prisoner, we don't know. Then they say, who is Joseph? And they said, they are looking for you. What did I do now? When I was in the house of Potiphar, this was how a man landed in prison. They said, the Pharaoh wants to see you. Are you people serious? Go and shave. The boy had beer in prison. Go and shave. But he dressed like where you are going, if you have the money. When you don't have it, don't worry about it. When the time comes for where you are going, somebody will give you the cloth to wear. They gave the guy clothes to wear and ushered him into the presence of Pharaoh. The next day, he was prime minister. I don't know whether you're getting the point I'm making. Not only that, you know, there's a part of it I like. Young guys, listen. Pharaoh looked at it and said, I don't like single boys serving me. Potiphar, that your girl, you know, I've always liked that. She's a very good girl. Very industrious. She'll be a good wife for a prime minister. Call her. Introduce her to Joseph. Joseph got a good job, got a good wife. Didn't have time to pray for it. Some of these prayer points are joblessness. Oh, listen to me. Let me summarize. The testimony of Joseph will happen to somebody here in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will go to sleep one day. You will wake up the next day. It will take you a week to be able to rearrange where you are.
Amen.
Event will have so happened. You will have been elevated beyond your dreams.
Amen.
Beyond your imagination.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me say one more time as I close. God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you are bound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Remember, when you wake up in the morning, declare this word ahead of your day. If you are broke, declare it. If you have plenty, declare it. If you are sad, declare it. If you are happy, declare it. These words will go forth and create events for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, this is what I'm begging you. Don't be negligent. You know, Sam? That's your job. Wake up in the morning. The first thing is, bless the day. Issue for divine commandments for the day. Are you getting what I'm saying? Occasionally, one scripture will wake up like this. When it does, hold it for a long time until another one comes to replace it. It's not just declaring nebulously, just declare, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's good, though, it's good. But there are times that one will just wake up. God will make all grace abound towards me. I will have all sufficiency in all things, and I will abound to every good work. First thing in the morning, as you are coming out, you let the world know. Let the angels know. Let the devils be afraid. Are you getting my point? Listen, one day, the Spirit of God will have gone out and gathered. And you will look back and say, who has begotten me all of these children? Are you getting my point? Just wave your hands and just say, Lord, I thank you. Just thank God today. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing.
All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above in Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. One more time. This is my season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Declare that you are going and say, God will make all grace abound towards me.
God will make all grace abound towards you.
I will have all sufficiency in all things. And I will abound to every good work. Say it,
I go around doing good.
This nation will prosper because of me.
There's peace all around me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Cheer up, brethren.